This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
There has been much in the media lately about the importance of knowing what children and teenagers are reading. Many parents are shocked to discover what books are assigned to their children in middle school. They are often very adult books that deal with topics like sex, drugs, incest, and binge drinking, and the subject matter is rarely clear from the book's title. I've examined many of these assigned books, and I can tell you that they contain language and explicit descriptions of immoral behavior that I could not describe on radio. Alabama Policy Institute is trying to deal with this problem and has just announced a marvelous resource for parents on its website called Facts on Fiction. The purpose is to provide an objective review of the content of children's books so parents and teachers can decide whether they are appropriate for particular age groups. This website, called Facts on Fiction, does not try to censor books or remove them from schools or libraries. It does not even try to recommend or not recommend any books. The purpose is to provide a detailed report on specific books using the format of a movie review, provide unbiased information on topics addressed in the books, and give parents and teachers points to discuss with students. The topics examined are profanity, sexual content, violence, illegal activity, alcohol, drugs, disrespectful and antisocial behavior, and mature subject matter, as well as positive elements. This website should be very helpful to teachers as well as parents. It's a great resource in choosing appropriate books for children to read. The reviews are written by a team of retired teachers, librarians, homeschooling moms, and writers who have committed their time and talent to reading children's books. You can visit this unique website at www.factsonfiction.org. Then you can compare the facts presented with the books your own child is reading.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the hidden agenda of the National Education Association, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the NEA report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. To all those of you out there who have made a conscious decision to defend this country, this great America, you are the true Americans. You are the ones that we look for to do what needs to be done. You didn't wait for somebody else to do it for you. You picked up your pen, your phone, your keyboard, and your protest sign, and you went to war to defend America. We applaud you for that. The army of invaders here were not alone. There are many Quislings in this country, traitors, who aided and abetted the onslaught of those coming here illegally. We had some very, very powerful people against us, and they've been against us for years. The media, every alphabet channel is against us. Most cable channels are against us. The print media, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, La Times, and the New York Times, all vehemently against us. And then there's big business, big corporations, the SEIU and the AFL-CIO and other unions and the Chamber of Commerce all want the spice of cheap labor to continue to flow. Elitists of this country are against us, folks, and that includes elitists like our president, George W. Bush, Republicans like Lindsey Graham, Flake, and McCain, and most Democrats, including the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, and Killer Kennedy, all fight us, the army of real Americans, tooth and nail. They fight us every chance they get. They pull out all the stops to stop us from doing the will of the people. But guess what? They can't stop us. We have even had the Catholic and Protestant religions going against us, and they're going against their own biblical teachings and against the Bible itself to aid and abet this invasion. With such formidable adversaries, who could win a war to save a country? I'm going to tell you who can. We can. Us real Americans can. But we're right, and right does make might, folks. That's why we can win, because we're right. When you're right, you have a lot of things behind you. The cause is pure because we're right. We have the Bible behind us because it says we must obey the laws of the land, and we are asking our government to enforce those laws. Not only do we have right on our side, but we have one of the biggest, greatest tools in the history of mankind. I'm going to tell you what that is. Talk radio. That's right, and I'm part of it, and I'm proud to be part of it. I consider myself finally, after all these years, to be a broadcaster. I've learned enough where I can make that claim. But I'm not one of the greats. No, I'm not. I'm just a guy here behind the microphone. It is conservative talk radio that is the mighty force, and it dominates the airwaves because the people have a direct connection with the folks. The talk show hosts connect with the people, and that's important. The local guys, the local talk show hosts are the guys that hit the hardest because they're looking out for the folks in their communities. People like George Putnam in Los Angeles, Melanie Morgan, San Francisco, Mark Williams, Sacramento, Roger Hitchcock in San Diego, Phil Valentine in Nashville, Rand Tell, John and Ken, Doug McIntyre here in L.A., Lynn Woolley down in Austin, Texas, and Mark Edwards and Jim Dallas in Las Vegas. Great folks. Folks who have fought the fight on this issue, nonpartisan, just the right thing to do. And folks, all local guys for years have hammered at this. And with the exception of people like Savage and Lars Larson, the big syndicated boys, they don't have the tenacity of the local hosts on this issue. It seems like the bigger they get, the less they care. But let's make one thing sure here. Talk radio is one of our biggest weapons. And we must also give credit where credit is due for another ally that we have had. House Republicans, folks. Now, you know me. I'm not one of these partisan guys that says, vote Republican. I'm not Sean Hannity who will tell you, go out and vote for every Republican you see, because some of these Republicans suck. I mean bad. Horrible. Just some of the worst people you ever come up with. But let's be honest and give the credit where it's due. Without the House Republicans, we would have had an amnesty in this country by now. And that is a fact. Jim Sensenbrenner, John Hostetler, Steve King, Peter King, Virgil Goode, Duncan Hunter, Dana Rohrabacher, Brian Bilbray, J.D. Hayworth, and a guy named Tom Tancredo, and many others. We owe them a debt of gratitude. Now, I'm going to reiterate to you, I am not telling you to vote Republican straight across the board. I am telling you to reward the folks that have voted in your behalf. These Republicans that I speak of passed 4497 in the House of Representatives, and 92% of the House Representatives stood firm and listened to the voice of American public and said, no amnesty, period. We will not discuss it. Now, you folks know me. I will never tell you who to vote for or even to vote. And I say both parties suck from the top down. Let's be real. Without these valued members that I speak of, though, folks, the Republican Party would be, and Americans also, up bleep creek. We would be sunk. We would be dead. These guys stood the line, held the line for us, represented us, and did the right thing. Now, again, I don't ever want anybody to get misconceived here that I'm telling you to go out and support the Republican Party. I am telling you to support guys and women, politicians who have done the right thing, did it in our absence, did our bidding when we weren't there to do it, stood up to the President of the United States in some cases and said, you know what, Prez, all that's cool, but we're not going for what you say. We're not going for no guest worker program, and we're not going for no amnesty, a pathway to citizenship. That's what it is. And they said, no, the people say they are against that, Mr. President, so we must go with the people. Now, all of you who are angry with the Republican Party, I'm not telling you not to be angry. The Karl Roves, the Duff Sundheims, the Michael Steeles, and the rest of the big-time Republican leaders suck. I mean bad. They don't care anything about us. I hear Sean Hannity talking on the radio to Karl Rove, and I want to vomit. I want to lose my lunch from 3 days ago when I hear Karl Rove on there, when I know how he has treated us as American citizens on this issue that is killing this country, and how he has treated Tom Tancredo, telling him never to darken his shadow on the door of the White House again because he doesn't want to amnesty 20 million illegal aliens. What I am telling you, as much as these leaders suck, do not take your anger out on those who have served us so well. Without them, we would be dead in the water. They have served us well. When you get ready to vote, do your homework. Go to numbersusa.com and check how your guy or gal has voted for you before you vote for him. Reward those who have acted as Americans, and those who haven't, the Grahams, the Cannons, the Flakes, stick it to them. And I mean stick it to them hard. And you know where. Make it where they can't ever work in this country again. Have them pushing a shopping cart, picking up cans in the streets to make a living. Because these are the Republicans we can do without. Those are the ones that should be eliminated from office. Those who don't do our bidding. But those who do, remember them also in November, folks. Remember that most of the Republicans in the House and some in the Senate are good folks. And remember those Democrats who voted for 4437. Remember them. Stick up for them. Stick up for anybody. Make sure you check the voting record. But those who have gone against us, we have nothing for them. Those who have defended us, it is our time to defend them. Be angry, but direct your anger. Don't throw it all away because some of them suck. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I've got some great news for you. We have another chance to vote against David Dreyer. Our good friend, Elliot Graham, the 26th congressional nominee of the American Independent Party, will be on your general election ballot this November 2006. We don't have to wait until 2008 when it may be too late. Just take a look at his very informative websites, StopFeedingTheDragon.com and ElliotGraham.com. That's Elliot with two T's. He has many other links to other Stop the Illegal Immigration and No Amnesty websites, and you will want to spread the word by telling others about these websites. Elliot will cure fellow Americans of a disease that we call incumbentitis. Stop voting for the bribery and corruption of Republicans and Demopublicans. Vote for Elliot Graham for Congress. Who means business? He will secure our borders immediately, and he will strongly oppose any amnesty compromises paid for by the Elliot Graham for Congress Campaign Committee.
Listen up, folks. I didn't know he had it in him. My producer, Les Blankhorn, has written a book, and it's a really, really good book. No, it's not what you're thinking. It's not about the illegal alien invasion. But this book does have a strange character in it that might be, shall we say, a little questionable. In fact, it's a classic dog book. And who doesn't love dogs? It's suitable for all ages, and I guarantee you are going to love it. It's an instant adventure classic that is a roller coaster of a ride that has a strong message for young and old alike about, guess what, doing the right thing. Anyone making a donation to the Terry Anderson Show of $30 or more is going to receive a hardcover copy of this book. Les will autograph each copy. The Adventures of Tracker, just let him know who you would like it signed to, and then you will have it sent straight to you in time for Christmas. That's right. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. The Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. And I want to remind all you good folks out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks in Phoenix, Arizona tonight listening on KFNX 1100 AM. All the good folks in Las Vegas listening on the great KDON 720 AM Las Vegas. And everybody hearing us on the WRBN Network all across the country. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Last week, folks, the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, how you like that title? The biggest advocate for the 2 million Hispanic-owned businesses in the U.S. They don't care about white folks' business and black folks' business and Asian folks' business. They don't care nothing about that. They only care about Hispanic people's businesses. Well, last week they issued a statement condemning President Bush's decision to sign the border fence bill. First of all, he didn't want to sign it. He hated signing it. So don't be mad at him. Be mad at those people who got it pushed through, those House representatives and those in the Senate who signed it. That's who you should be angry at. But anyway, they castigated the bill for its misguided enforcement-only legislation that, quote, builds fences between allies, hurts small businesses, and pushes 12 million people further into the shadows, unquote. I say push them into the shadows, or better than that, push them home, across the damn border, back to where they came from. Whatever that is in the world, send them home. That's what we should be doing with them. Anyway, they said we should, quote, be demanding that our national leadership seek comprehensive solutions to this complex problem, unquote. Translation. The vast, vast majority of illegal aliens are Hispanic, and since they look like us, talk like us, act like us, and have an allegiance to the same foreign country we do, and are from our race, we at the USHCC want them amnestied and a guest worker program set up for them. You see, folks, this is a racist organization that represents only one race, theirs. They care nothing for the other races, and America be damned. As long as it's their people coming here, running up the price of everything, running down the wages, making it where you can't get a job, and making where whole communities are turned into the third world, it's okay because it happens to be their race doing it. Here's a question that I've asked these types of racist organizations over and over and never got an answer. Would your advocation be so comprehensive if these illegal aliens were all black Africans or black West Indians or Chinese or Tibetans or Mongolians? I'll answer it for you since I've never gotten a straight answer from these people. And the answer is no. Whatever happened to being an American, folks? When do we cease being Hispanic Americans and black Americans? Why don't we just be Americans? And since the name of this organization begins with U.S., when will they start acting like they are part of the U.S. and not part of some foreign country with another race of people? The race they should be concerned with is Americans. I know that ain't a race, but it's a race that I care about. And if you want to call me a nativist, then I'm a nativist. I don't care. But today, I will tell you that organizations like this have lived past their time. The U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, folks. It goes on and on and on. Anybody that belongs to an organization that represents one race is a racist, and that organization is racist also. We in America embrace people of all colors, and if you notice, these new chosen people have segregated themselves from us and have demanded demands that no other race of people has ever demanded, and the bad thing about it is they're getting it. Let's get to our guest now, folks. Gentlemen, you've seen in the news recently a guy who's standing up and has made some very, very bold statements that I really, really, really appreciate and respect him for. Tan Nguyen, running for Congress in Garden Grove, California. Tan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
Very good. How about you?
Not too bad. You know, we've seen you in the news lately. You've been on the national news. You've gotten some pretty good press out of this deal, and we appreciate it. I'm gonna do something tonight that none of the other talk shows have done. I'm going to make my statement on the letter that was written from your office some kind of way, and then we're going to go on and talk about your campaign. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
That letter was a beautiful letter. It should have been written by the state of California and sent out to people. It told people that it is illegal for them to vote in this country if they are citizens who have not naturalized and if they are illegal aliens. There was nothing wrong with it. It was admirable. I loved it. I wish I would have written it, and that's the end of that. Now let's talk about your campaign, buddy. Tell us about Tan Nguyen.
Well, Terry, first of all, let me just take the opportunity to really just say thank you again for all the people who've stuck with me and my family and call in and you know, pray for us this whole time, left very supportive messages, even left flowers for us for the last week or so.
That's cool.
And I just want to express my appreciation for them, and you know, thank you again for that. And all the people who came here, the hundreds of people who came here to rally in our support yesterday. And you know, it's just great to see that people still believe in what we're doing, and I believe that the message is, once this distraction gets eliminated, then I think people can go back to looking at the best candidate for this district for America.
I'll tell you who it's not. The name isn't Sanchez. I'll tell you that.
That's right. And I hope that more people will see like what you're thinking, so that I will have a chance to fight for what's right, and to fight for the issues that are truly important to them.
Have you heard the anger in people's hearts, Tan, against this illegal invasion? People are upset. I'm 57 years old. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen people so mad, so angry, so ready to change things than over this issue.
Terry, you know, I've been walking precincts for the last year and a half, and I've met literally thousands of people, and I've met Republicans, I've met Democrats, I've met independent, libertarian, all kinds of people. But the best thing is that they're all Americans first,
yes,
before they're an elephant or a donkey. And so when I ask them, when I walk precincts, all I ask is, hey, what's your biggest concern? And that you feel Congress is not doing a good job. And they all say, right out of their mouth, the first thing that comes out is this illegal immigration issue. And it does not matter if they are Democrat or Republican.
No.
And that's a big concern.
Or liberal or conservative. Lots of liberals have jumped on this issue because guess what? They've got kids in the schools. They have to compete for jobs. They have to sit by and watch their communities deteriorate from the onslaught of illegal immigration. So yeah, it's everybody.
That's right, and that's the number one concern, and that's been an issue that I've been fighting for. I believe in that. I am, you know, I came as an immigrant myself. I picked chilies when I was 8 and a half years old when I came here. I picked chilies in the fields of Gilroy, but you know, I worked really hard, and I, you know, now I'm an American, and I believe in what America stands for.
Well, you're an American success story. You made something out of yourself. You came here legally. We applaud you for that. We're not anti-immigration. We've never been anti-immigration. We're anti-illegal invasion, and there is a difference.
That's correct. And I, you know, for the last year and a half, Terry, I have not met anybody, regardless of their race, that would say that they're against legal immigration.
No, you won't.
They are against illegal immigration, though.
Right.
So that's the stance that I take. And look at the strong stance that I take, and I'm defending. And look at what happened to me is that 3 weeks prior to an election, you know, the attorney general raided my office and my home with armed policemen, and terrorized my volunteers and then my family, and basically interfere with our election.
We've got thug gangsters in this town that don't get treated that way, and that's really ridiculous. But you know what? I think there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, every time it rains, the flowers come up and everything else. I think you're going to get some good out of this. You got your name out there. You got some recognition from it. And you got a lot of people who stood up and said, well, that's what this guy is about. I didn't know who he was before, but I know him now, and I'm going to support him. So I think you're going to come out smelling like a rose on this one.
I hope so, too, Terry. And I hope that all those people who listen to your show and other shows, who people who I've met, people who say that they're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore, and that they're not, you know, they're about to give up on our voting and our democracy, is they say they're not going to come on vote anymore. But I hope that these people will be people who are as angry as I am and as you are, and that they're going to turn out and vote.
Well, that's the reason
and
too.
And for once, you know, they don't have to choose the lesser of two evils. They can choose a person who's going to fight this issue and who has the courage to stand up to politicians, as you can see for the last week or so, that pretty much all the politicians have jumped to conclusions and have asked for my resignation and so forth. But you know what? I said I'm innocent, and that I have the courage to stand up to these politicians and stand with my convictions, and I hope that they will see that.
Good for you. You know, I love the statement you said that you weren't going anywhere. You weren't going to resign. Good for you. As soon as you said that, boy, people were calling me at home. Did you hear what this guy said? This guy's the real deal. See, now, a guy who was guilty of something would have slithered away and never been seen again. But not you. You stood up. And you know what? I applaud you for that, because right is right. And there was nothing wrong with anything that was done in your office. I don't know who did it. I don't care. I say that you should be applauded for not backing away from your issue and not stepping down. Now, let me ask you this. Aside from illegal immigration, what is some of your top issues that you're interested in? We got about 4 minutes.
Definitely, we've been conveying to the voters that, first of all, I'm against the political corruption environment that's going on right now. As you look at it, my opponent, she's on the Armed Services Committee, and she's one of only three Congress person who took money from a defense contractor, a guy named Vernon Jackson. And the guy's been convicted of bribing a congressman. You know, he gave money to William Jefferson, the guy who FBI found $90,000 cash in his freezer. That's the kind of thing that I'm against. I'm for securing our borders, which I'm for having our military and our border patrol to combat drugs and terrorism, and also to defend our borders, both the northern and the southern borders.
Absolutely.
I'm for taking care of our elders, which means that, hey, let's allow the medicines our manufacture here that get exported and sold to other countries such as Canada, Australia, France for cheaper than what our elders pay. That's ridiculous.
There was a time I didn't care much about that, but as I get older, I care a little more about it every day.
Well, it's just not fair, Terry. Why is it that our elders have to subsidize the world's pharmaceutical industry? And that's ridiculous. These are medicines that are made here. And also, you're talking about also jobs that we're losing to trade treaties like NAFTA and CAFTA. It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Nobody's looking out for the American worker.
They're catching the guy in the middle and the guy at the bottom with the illegal immigration, and it's just a constant onslaught on the middle class.
That's right. And those are the things that I'm fighting for, Terry. And you know, I hope that people will see that, people will be less distracted, and that people will get back to seeing that my opponent been on the wrong side of what people believe in. And also, we're going to get our computers back on Monday, which is tomorrow. I know we've been crippled for the last week or so, but I'm very glad to let everybody know that pretty much that our computers will be returned to us, and that I can start walking the precincts and calling the voters.
Sam, we're coming up on a hard break. I got to go. Give us your information to contact you real quick.
Yes, voters can call us at 714-530-1612, or they can visit our website at TAN4FORCongress.com.
Tan, thanks so much for coming on. We wish you the best, buddy. Stay in touch.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Tan Nguyen, folks. Good guy. The real deal. If you want somebody to go against Sanchez, this is your chance. Here we go. Let's listen to the man from the Brown Berets, De Aslan.
I was thinking about the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Come back to Woodland Hills! Come back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! Pilgrim! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we we manifest as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
This is Atlanta. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is John Sattler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Tonight, some of you may have heard it, some of you may not have heard it. Duncan Hunter, congressional rep from the San Diego area and a guy that's been in our corner on this issue for some time, he's going to apply for a job in 2008 at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's going to run for president. So that's some great news. I got that from Jimmy Valentine from Roger Hedgecock's show. That's amazing stuff. I mean, you know, they all start throwing their hats in the ring. He's a guy that I could support. I mean, you know, he or Tancredo or maybe Steve King from Iowa. I could support them. Or maybe a J.D. Hayworth, you know. Who wouldn't support a guy that speaks our language? And what language is that, folks? Don't say English. It's patriot. And if they're not speaking that, you should never, ever support them. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Leland, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Leland, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, what do you hear? What do you say?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, we're down here in Vegas, okay? And it's a little L.A. now, okay? I came here and, oh, we just bought a house and everything. We have mariachi music at 12 o'clock at night, and I woke up at 6 in the morning, and they're working on their cars in the middle of the street with the mariachi music blowing, okay? And the thing is, we have a little group started up here, and there's so much infighting within all these Minutemen groups that it's driving me crazy. Nobody wants to join our group or their group, and everybody's fighting amongst each other. We all march under the same flag, you know what I'm saying?
We do.
And I don't care if you're black, white, Asian. I love Tan.
Good guy.
You know, he's the best, man. You know, and he's not going to give up. And
Leland,
anybody says about him, he's going to keep up the fight.
Let me say this right quick, since you brought up the infighting. There's a term for that. It's called human nature.
And don't ever think, or ego too, but that's human nature. Don't ever think it's not happening on the other side, because it's happening with LULAC and the National Council of the Race. They've got their infighting. It's the same thing. People are people, you know, and it happens. I'm not saying it's right. We should all be united on this. I'm a team player. I don't fight with anybody. I get along with everybody.
But you know what, Terry? Let me tell you this. We put out a call on Minuteman Radio for ordinance that's going out here in Pahrump for all the Las Vegas Minutemen to join the Pahrump Minutemen, and we had 9 people show up.
Yeah, that's par for the course here in L.A. too. It's really hard. I remember Glenn. God bless him, Glenn.
Are you going to Maywood?
I don't know yet. I might be out of town on that weekend. What I was saying was Glenn Spencer used to call for rallies here, and he'd get 100 people, 200 people, and then it was 50 people, then it was 20 people. It's just the way it is. But you know what? There's a new resurgence in people, Leland. People are beginning to wake up. So we're going to see what happens. We are winning, though.
That's true. But you know what? All these people that drive by, and they honk and they wave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't wave and honk. Come join us.
That's where I walk up and I say, come join us.
Yeah, come join us.
My card. And who calls? Nobody.
Got to go, Leland. Thanks for the call, buddy. Keep up the good work.
All right.
Take care. Let's go to Lisa calling from Thousand Oaks, California. Lisa, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry.
Good evening.
I'd like to share an incident with you that happened on Monday.
Yes, ma'am.
I pulled up to my house. I have a fenced yard. There was an illegal alien on my steps, crouched down, you know, looked like he was ready to fall over. I said, what the heck are you doing in my yard? You know, he looked at me like he didn't understand me, you know, and he's like kind of shaking his head. And I said, get the heck out of my yard. And he kept looking at me. Oh, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You know,
oh, you don't.
And
you don't know your yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So then I looked down, and I noticed that my son's bicycle was down at the bottom of the steps. So he was trying to steal my son's bicycle, and then who knows, you know, what after that. So after some back and forth, you know, yelling and screaming, I finally get him out of the yard. And he's walking away from me, going down the street, and I'm following him, you know, calling 911. And I said, don't you dare walk away from me. You're local. You know, I said, you know what? I said, if you don't stop and sit down right now, you're not going to like what I'm going to do next. So he sat down, and the cops showed up within 3 minutes, and, you know, they searched him. Then they had to get an interpreter, you know, the Hispanic police, and to ask him if he, you know, what he was doing. And, oh, I didn't do anything. So I had to place him under citizen's arrest, and I asked the cops, I said, you know, are you going to arrest him? And they said, you know, yeah. They said if he did have ID on him, then they would have just wrote him a ticket. But since he didn't, they were taking him in. And I said, well, are you going to call ICE? And they said, well, you know, if we find out he's illegal, then we're going to call ICE.
Maybe.
Yeah. So he went to court on Wednesday, and of course I showed up. I wanted to find out what happened. They had arrested him for attempted petty theft, resisting arrest, and unlawful entry. Plus, he had a warrant for his arrest because he had, been riding a bicycle intoxicated and never showed up for court. So he ended up getting 3 days. The judge, you know, was a Hispanic judge who'd been on the bench about 20 years. And via an interpreter, he asked the guy, you know, how long have you been in jail? He says, I've been in jail since Monday.
Time served.
The judge says.
What happened with ICE, Lisa? What happened with them?
I haven't heard anything on that.
And don't worry, you won't. Because if it's anywhere here in Southern California, anything to do with the LAPD, they're not going to call him because they don't want him gone. They want him here. That's a policy of politics now, and it's just the way it is, and it's sad. But at least you got him arrested, and I don't think he'll come back to your house anymore. And I would suggest anybody that gets involved in a situation like this, press it to the limit. Don't just let it go. Press it to the limit the way Lisa did. That's how you get things to escalate. You know, maybe if we get enough of this done, maybe the law will look up and say, well, you know, maybe we better do something. Lisa, thanks for the call.
Thank you for what you did.
You take care.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Linda calling from Burbank, California. Linda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Good evening.
People should call and write their city council to tell them to follow the Escondido City Council.
Absolutely. Great example.
to pass a law or enforce the law for landlords not to rent to illegal aliens or they'll get fined, and to evict any illegal alien tenants or they'll get fined.
See, in Escondido,
for landlords to check a prospering tenant's immigration status.
In Escondido, Linda, you still have a few Americans. You go to this city council in the city of Los Angeles, and they will laugh you out of there like you were a stand-up comedian. These people have no intention of ever doing anything that's going to benefit American citizens. You must remember this, and don't ever forget it. These people, these illegal aliens, are the chosen people. They are the new Israelites. They can do no wrong, and anything that they want, they're going to get, especially in places like Los Angeles. So I'm not saying we shouldn't demand that, but it ain't going to happen here.
I mean, no matter where. I mean, people should just call their city council wherever.
I agree.
And if anybody is in another state, Escondido is in California.
It's down near San Diego, folks, and they're serious about things down there. And we applaud them for it. It was an absolute fantastic thing they did, and we really, really respect it. Linda, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
Take care. Let's go to Elliot Graham, calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, hi, Terry. Yeah, I've got an announcement I'd like to make. I've decided to have a campaign event, which will be our Last Chance to Save America rally, a town meeting and survival seminar. I'm going to have some new information on this North American Union. You talk about treason. I remember when Jimmy Carter gave away the Panama Canal.
Idiot.
85% of the American people were against that giveaway, but yet they got the Senate to approve of that treaty. Well, now they have plans, and we're going to uncover this plan. I've got 100 copies of the New American magazine and 200 newsletters, the Phyllis Schlafly Report of Eagle Forum, that's going to expose this. They want to actually merge. Would you believe this? Merge the United States with Canada and Mexico and make it all one country like they did in Europe.
I think they may like to try, but I seriously don't think the American people are going to allow that one, but we have to stop them.
That's right. And so there is a House Concurrent Resolution, number 487, that's been written and introduced by Virgil Good. It's got some great co-sponsors. Two of them are Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo. And I'll have some more information on this. I'd like to have everybody come to the Duarte Elks Club Lodge at 2436 Huntington Drive in Duarte this Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. So Saturday night, November 4th, that's the last Saturday or next Saturday before the election. The Elks Club Lodge at 2436 Huntington Drive, that's right near Mount Olive turnoff off the 210 freeway. Just a block east of the, east of the Mount Olive exit. And I will have information on this North American Union. And it's good that we found out about this.
And it's up to American people to stop it, Elliot. We can't just sit back and say, this is what they want to do. They're going to do this. Well, they'll do it if you let them do it.
Yeah,
it's like anything else. If we don't stop it, they're going to do it. So it's up to us.
And this resolution is important because members of Congress acknowledge that this is an attempt, and they have a resolution against it. It'll do a lot to prevent this.
All right, Elliot. Thanks for that information, buddy. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
You bet.
Let's go to Evelyn calling from Orange County, California. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I got something to say.
Uh-huh.
Since you had Tan on.
What a guy.
Well, I want to talk about our Secretary of State, Bruce McPherson.
What a crock.
A rhino Republican who teamed up with three of the most racist anti-American organizations in the country, the National Council of the Race, MALDEF, and the LAO, National Association of Elected and Appointed Latino, whatever they call it, officials. And he sent out a letter to everyone where Tan's letter went, telling them they should vote on official State of California stationery with the logos of those three groups right down there in the bottom of
the
page.
And who paid for the letter, Ev?
You.
Mm-hmm.
And me.
Typical.
And this is, I think he's the most horriblest clown of the month. that he would do such a thing, and well, people are furious, and they're calling up his office and complaining, and I'd like to give his number.
Yes, ma'am.
916 area, 916 at Sacramento, 653-7244.
Once more.
916-653-7244, and tell him what an idiot he is.
And tell him he sucks, folks, and don't be nice. We usually tell you to be nice. This guy doesn't deserve your kindness. He's an idiot. This guy took off on a guy who's trying to do the right thing in his country. He's aligning himself with racist organizations and should be treated accordingly. F, thanks for the call. We appreciate the information.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, let's go to Victor calling from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes. Hi, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling you from the capital of the state of madness. And within the spirit of Halloween, I would like to share something with you.
Yes, sir.
First, we heard during the week that a Mexican bank is going to start issuing credit cards to whom? To none other than people who do not have Social Security.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And you tell me if the inmates are not running the asylum or trick-or-treat, because now we hear also another news that fearing a Democratic victory, drug makers fund key raises. And among them, Senator Edward Kennedy is going to be receiving contributions from pharmaceutical companies, including, five other Republicans.
Oh, Killer Kennedy himself.
So you tell me when you take your mother, because you have mentioned this, and I have shared the same experience, when you take your mother to the hospital, you tell me if you're going to get a trick-or-treat or a fair treatment.
You're going to get tricked.
That this is absurd. And these people are selling us out and have no shame. So this time is the time not to talk, but to act within a right, which is the right to vote.
Absolutely. And like I said before, you got to stop, Victor. People have to stop voting for party. What you got to vote for is the guy. If the politician sucks, then you treat him like he sucks. If he's been good, if he's voted the correct way, then you go and reward him for that by putting him back in office. I tell everybody, you go to numbersusa.com. You check the record of the person you're getting ready to vote for if he's an incumbent. If he's not incumbent, go to his website. Do some research. Find out about these people. Find out about how they feel on this issue. If they are against us on this issue, they have no business in office. And that's a fact. This is the only thing that counts now. If we leave this unchecked, you know what's going to happen? We're going to have generational problems that won't be solved for 100, 150 years in this country. Victor, thanks for the call.
Right on, and thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Doug calling from Easton, Pennsylvania. Doug, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. I just found you guys from the Minuteman website or one of the websites. That's how I started listening to you on the web. And I just wanted to tell you that we're all border towns now.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Doug, I remember when we did Prop 187 back in 1994, they said, well, we're not going to worry about that. That's a California problem. Well, guess what? Then it was a California and Arizona problem. Then it was a California, Arizona, Texas problem. Well, guess what? You're right. It's all a border town now.
Exactly, because I'll tell you, I live my whole life. I've been in the service. I've been out to California. But basically, I grew up in this area, Eastern Pennsylvania, Allentown, and Reading, Pennsylvania. Every single one of those, I mean, it's ruined. In fact, right now, they're getting so bold that they want to change Allentown, Pennsylvania, into a sanctuary city. There's, I don't know what Latino group it is, but they basically are outside the Allentown City Hall.
Doug, you remember this. They can only do what you let them do. I know you're only one man, but you've got to get people together there and say, we're not going to allow this. And these groups, these organizations, are nothing more than KKK. We know we used to talk about the Klan. Now it's the Klan with a tan. All these groups are nothing but racist Hispanic organizations. They are some of the most racist people in the country. I'm not talking about American Hispanics. I'm talking about those who are against America. These are some of the most racist groups you'll find, worse than the Aryan Brotherhood and the Black Panthers. And it is unbelievable. I got to go, Doug. I got a full board. I'm going to try to get to a few more. Keep listening, buddy. Call me again. I appreciate it.
Okay, great work, Terry.
Take care, pal.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Dave calling from Anaheim. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hello, Terry. God bless you all.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, across America, Mr. and Mrs. America, I'd like to speak to your heart. I've got two important things to tell you. Now, number one, I want to let you know, as Ed Royce explained a few months back after the protests of the illegal aliens here in L.A. County, he explained that the House was going to block the guest worker program, that Denny Hastert would not bring it up for a vote if the majority didn't want it. And guess what? They are the ones who are blocking it now. And this is why we need our House Republican majority folks to stop that guest worker program. Number two, it is a fact, as reported by the Orange County Register, that two of the 9/11 hijackers were given fake driver's licenses by two illegal alien Hispanics at a 7-Eleven in Virginia. The Democrats are snotty, destructive, and corrupt, and they are the cause of this. They are fueling the fake document industry by not doing anything about the illegal alien invasion, and we must stop the snotty, destructive Democrats.
Dave, let me say this. You know, I don't do the Democrat-Republican thing. But I will say this. I've testified in that Congress twice in the House of Representatives, and I have seen what would happen had the Republicans not been in power there. If Sheila Jackson Lee was running that subcommittee there, we would be in deep trouble. And I say trouble because they won't let me say what I want to say on the air. Hold on, Dave. It's my turn. Let me say this.
Oh, yes, sir.
The Republicans who have voted correctly have saved this country, and we must remember those people, not for their party, but for their individual actions. Some of the Republicans are against us, Dave, like Flake, like Cannon from Utah, like McCain. They are diametrically opposed to what we're trying to do. But there are a majority of House Republicans who have done the right thing, and they should be rewarded. And that is from a nonpartisan person. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, sir. And absolutely. They are the only ones who are stopping this guest worker program. We need to get them in for the majority, America. Get out there. Another fact about
Make it quick, Dave. I got to go.
Real fast. The fake document industry. December 10th, 1998, Orange County Register. FBI arrests an illegal alien in Oceanside for producing thousands of fake driver's licenses, insurance cards, fake birth certificates, et cetera, and Social Security cards. Stand up, America. Get out and vote Republican.
Good call, Dave. Good stuff. Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
Let's go to Virginia, calling from Bullhead City, Arizona. Virginia, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. Hi. I want to thank you for joining us in Phoenix when we had our rally.
Oh, I had a ball.
And I want to touch on what Linda said about calling the council, the city council, about the Illegal Immigration Relief Act.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to call. What they need to do is copy it off of the websites and take it to the council and ask them to put it on
better.
The agenda get people to go out and
That's getting in their face, Virginia. A phone call, they just kind of click you off, and that's the end of it. But if you take it down there and get in their face, they have to deal with you.
Exactly. In the past month, we have taken it to Bullhead City, Arizona. We have taken last Tuesday, we took it to Lake Havasu. And on November 6th, we're taking it to Kingman, Arizona.
Good.
And we will go from there and branch out as far as we have to.
Sounds good. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Todd, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Todd, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, God bless you. Thank you for your mention earlier on the disagreements between groups among us.
It's human nature, Todd.
We've got to get on it. You handled that beautifully. I was when you were done with that, you said that perfectly. On the dual citizenship and voting rights and how people want to allow illegal aliens to vote in this country, well, then fine. If you're going to do that, I want dual state voting rights.
Oh, I love
myself.
It. I want to vote in some other states, too. I want to go vote in Colorado.
Yes.
I want to vote in Texas. I want to vote for Randy Graff down in Arizona. Can I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I want all of that. Hey, that's good. Let's push for that one. Dual citizenship for states.
You're awesome. God bless you, Terry.
Thanks, Todd. All right, let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, not much time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
What's up?
I would just tell people to go out and vote their conscience, vote for the people that have stuck up for them, check out their voting records, and go out and give them hell, and make sure you vote pretty much knowing all the propositions for the billions of dollars that they're going to try to take from you.
I would agree.
Listen, Terry, I just have some good news. The Granada Forum is going live this Thursday, so if you go to www.granadaforum.com, Terry, you'll be able to see our programs live from now on.
All right, kid. Thanks for the information.
All right. God bless, Terry.
All right. Let's go to Cindy calling from Cochise County, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. We have the American Freedom Riders, right to secure the border October 22nd. It was phenomenal.
I heard it was great.
It was great. And Border Patrol agents rode with us. How cool is that?
Absolutely great. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing in Arizona. It's fantastic.
Terry, it's so loud with all the motorcycles.
Oh, I know.
If not, we can turn the volume up.
But, Cindy, that's a statement. Do you know what I mean? That's a statement.
It was a visual and a sound, Terry. Thank you for advertising it for us.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All of you folks who are lucky enough to be listening here in Los Angeles, you can listen to Sunday Night Live, which continues with the lovely Loris Ruscala on, guess what the name of the show is? Loris Ruscala Live, because she's live, and she's Loris Ruscala. Anyway.
Hi, Terry.
What are we talking about tonight, kid?
Well, here's my question for you. What do you think a lawyer, a doctor, and a former music producer may have in common?
I want to stay on the air, and the FCC is not going to. They won't allow my answers, so I'm going to pass.
They're all going to be on my show
tonight.
Really? They're all assembly candidates, local assembly candidates, and we're going to talk about the issues. We've got Jeffers Dodge from Culver City. We've got Steve Fion from West Hollywood.
I'm looking at these guys, folks. They look like a lineup in the post office. I'm only kidding.
A doctor, Dr. Mary Jo Ford from the South Bay area. It's going to be a blast. We're having a Republican party tonight.
Stick around, folks, and those of you not in L.A. can listen online, so you can hear it all across the country. Thanks, Loris.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, let's go real quick to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, all right. I voted absentee ballot. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I voted absentee ballot. I went down there and I took a picture. A fine young man took a picture of me handing that absentee ballot to the person who hands you're supposed to hand them to. Now, look, you folks out there I've talked to this week about Terry Anderson's show, please support him. If you like what you heard tonight for the very first time, spend $2, $5, $10, $100. And the rest of you folks out there who are regular listeners to Terry Anderson's show, go to the Sun newspaper in San Bernardino, sun.com, and check out the Sarah Carter's article on the October 26th. She did a fantastic job on our border guys. Evidently, the government has not given over the report they need to for these guys to be defended. And evidently, this kid who they've been defending is only had in 14 years started doing dopes. And then his family said, they said they were anomalous, that he's been carrying a gun every time he went to a drug deal. So what he did with a gun, I don't know. But evidently, he must have had an arm at the time.
Gotta go, Jerry. Gotta go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
To vote.
All right, folks. Curtis, sorry, buddy. Call me again. Was wanting to talk to you, Curtis. Didn't have enough time. I want to remind you folks out there, yeah, we do need your help to stay on the air. It's a type of deal where if we don't have the money, we're gone. It's just as simple as that. And it's hard to get sponsors because everybody's scared to death of what I'm going to say, and they don't want to be associated with me. So if you want to help us, send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget This Week with the Swings. Great stuff. You can read it. This is their anniversary being with us. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And also, it's orange juice and Obama time. Great stuff. Don't forget Rusty Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback in Phoenix, immigrationbuzz.com. I want to thank Les Blinghorn for taking your calls, and my buddy Chandler for engineering the show tonight. Great stuff. Don't forget, folks, if you don't get involved, it doesn't get done. And if it doesn't get done, we're sunk. And if we're sunk, there's no practice America. It's one time around, one time only. Fix it now, or it doesn't get fixed. I also want to remind you folks of those three websites we talk about all the time, the TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.